Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. The second line before the lines get very wide. The second line on the middle level lines. Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera is some kind of dish. How do they translate it in the art scroll? How do they translate it? Some kind of dish made with flour, oil, and honey, all mixed together. Okay, I don't explain it. Okay, that's what it is. It's some kind of dish made with flour, oil, and honey. Those are the ingredients. The chen daisa. Also daisa, which I think is porridge. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol Ne'ebet Varo, Rav Kahana Amar Bor Mi'nei Mizonos. It's a machlokas. Now, bid daisa greda, but porridge by itself. Kuli amalo pligi de bor mi'nei Mizonos. Everyone holds that's a Mizonos. Keep pligi, what's the argument? Bid daisa ke'ein chavetz kedera. It's a porridge together with honey and oil and flour. Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol Savar Dov She'ikr. The honey is the ikr. Since the honey is the ikr, the bracha is shahakol. Rav Kahana Amar Bor Mi'nei Mizonos. He says you make a Mizonos. Savar he holds smida ikr. The smida is the ikr. What's smida? The flour, which is the ikr. Amar of Yosef Kavased of Kahana Mistabra. I think Kahana must be right. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Rav Shmuel both say Kol Sheyesh Bo. Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechameshes Haminim Mevarchen Alav Bor Mi'nei Mizonos. Anything that has an ingredient that you make a Mizonos on, then you make a Mizonos on the entire dish. Okay. And now we're going to go right into that Gufa. We just said a minute ago. Rav Shmuel Darmer Tavayo Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechameshes Haminim. Anything that has one of the five grains, you make a mizonos on it. Says Tosvos, bottom Tosvos. V'chein klartish balaz, whatever that is. She'osim mikemach umayim, it's made from flour and water. O mechalav, or milk. Mevarchen aleihem bor mi'nei mizonos. You make a mizonos. V'chein kishenosnim kemach usoch pulin. If you put grain or flour into beans, or into lentils, okreshim, or something else. The cane, lesoch shkedim, or even into nuts, some kind of nut dish. Sheosin lechole, that you make for a chole. Im osin osa kadei sheyitzon halev, if you make it so that the lev can have sustenance. Oz, tzarech, levarech, bore, mine, mizonos. You make a mizonos, even though it's not the ikar. Ah, im ledebek ba'alma, if you're just making it for a debek ba'alma, just to have the thing stick together, eino tzarech levarech bor mi'nei mizonos. Then you don't make a mizonos. It says Tosfos, v'tov lahachmir. I think it should be machmir, ulegimo b'soch ha'suda, and to eat it after the suda, I'm sorry, and to eat it within a suda, lacha brichas ha'motzi upoti rimanav shach. Don't eat that alone, because I'm not really sure, right? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Ches Sif Beis, so he says that he brings this down, that if any of the five grains that are part of the Zari Paskin, any of the five grains that are cooked in a dish, you make a mizonos, unless it's there for devek, right? The Mechaber says, "Avol im nosan lo, avim lo nosan as dogon betavshil el davko ulahak foso, solidify it, then bottle betavshil. It's bottle in the tavshil. Okay, right. Put it over here. Wanted to look." Yeah. Okay. In the back over here, they raise an interesting question. What if you have mizonos not for part of the tavshil and not for devek? What's it there for? What's it there for? I'll tell you what it's there for. It's there to give it flavor. Like for example, the example that they spoke about was you put breadcrumbs on schnitzel. It's not for devek. Doesn't solidify anything. and it's not part of the ingredients. It's just to give flavoring. So would you make a mezonos there or not? So what did he paskin? Not what he paskin. I think he says over here. Cheaper than that. It's a lot of breadcrumbs. They doused it in breadcrumbs. Right, so that's the issue. Okay, next. Itmar, Nami, Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu. Rav Shmuel also said, Kol Shehu Mechamesha Taminim Avarkan Alav Bor Minei Mizonos. Something is made. It is one of the five grains. You make a mizonos. So why do I need that statement? I just said anything that's made from the five, if it's one ingredient, you make a mizonos. Now, I need them to tell me if it's the only ingredient. The answer is the tzricha. The Ashmin and Kol Shehu. If they only would have said Kol Shehu, it's part of the dish. Half min, I would have thought Bishum. It's the Be'ene. Well, here it is. Right. If it's by itself, of course. Avo al de taruvos. Lo. But if it was with the taruvos, I would say no. This is not a dish. It's not a mizonos. It's mixed up with honey and other things. No way. Kamash Malan, Kol Sheyeshbo. That's why Rav and Shmuel said anything part of that is a mizonos. Okay? V'yashmi'inu, that was the easy one. Now this one. V'yashmi'inu, Kol Sheyeshbo. And if it would have only said anything that's part of it, have mina Kol Sheyeshbo, chamesha tzibinim in, yes. Aval orez v'dochen lo. But not rice or dochen. I translate it as rice. We'll get to what they really are in a minute. Lo, thank you. Mishum da'i de taroves. If they're in a mixture. Aval isya be'enei. But if they're by itself. Neima, I would say, afilu o'ez v'dochen nami mevorchen olav bor minei mezonos. I would have said that even on rice you make a mezonos. Kamash balan comes to teach me. Rice is not one of the five grains. Kol shehu b'chamesha taminim hu mevorchen olav bor minei mezonos. Only on... five grains you make in mizonos. Lafuki oriz v'dochen, to exclude rice. Dafilu isya be'ene, that if it's not, even though it's right here, it's a dish of just of rice. Lo mevarchinan bor minei mizonos. You don't make a mizonos. That's why they singled out the five grains. Okay? What? I don't know what you make because we end up making a mizonos. We're going to end up, when this daf is over, we're going to get that we're going to make a mizonos on rice. We're not going to make an alamichi on rice. Okay? But a mezonos we make. Now, Rashi says, orez is, Rashi says one word, mil. Rashi calls it mil. And dochen, Rashi calls penetz. Okay? Says Tosvos, the third Tosvos, Rashi pirish, the yesh mefarshim, rice. Some say it's rice. Ulahai pirish, and according to this explanation, yesh lefarish the dochen hainu mil. So then dochen is the mil. In other words, Tosfos says the exact opposite of Rashi. So we don't know what they are. But whatever they are, they're arguing. Right? So the Beis Yosef says that he thinks Tosfos is right. Okay? What that means, we'll see at the end of the daf. Why I even read this, because you'll see why it's very, very relevant. Now, says the Gemara, I'm going to just say it as rice, both of them, even though you'll see at the end it's not so simple. I'm just going to say it's rice. It's easy. V'orz v'dochen lomav archin and bar b'nei mezonos. What, and on rice? On rice, you don't make a mezonos? You don't make a mezonos on rice? V'atanya, hevi'u lefanav pas orez upas dochen. They brought you bread of orez and bread of dochen. Mevarech alav tchila vasof k'maisa kedera. You make a bracha like a maisa kedera. V'gavi maisa kedera, Tanya. And on maisa kedera we learned. V'tchila mevarech alav bor minei mezonos. In the beginning of a maisa kedera you make a mezonos. Ul vasof mevarech alav bracha. And at the end you make ala michya. You hear? Right? Asks, listen to this. Asks the Divrei David. So the Gemara is going to answer, it's like a Maisa Kedera in the sense that you make brachas. But it's not a Maisa Kedera, which brachas you make. it's going to be the answer, which we'll talk about in a minute. So the different David asks, I have a much better answer. Say it like this. Rice alone, you make, I don't know what you make, a shahakol, a hadama, but rice, pas orez, and pas dochen, that's where you make a mizonos. Why don't I give that answer? You hear? You make a bread. Pas dochen, you make a bracha, just like a maizik kadeira. And maizik kadeira, you make a mizonos, and an alamichya. So what do you see? Rice is you make a mizonos, and alamichya. So we're gonna reject that. We're going to say, no, it's not what it meant. Give a straight answer. Yeah, rice by itself, you don't make a mizonos. When it's made into pas, it's a mizonos. Listen to what he answers. He gives an unbelievable answer. He says that rice bread is worse than rice. If you think about it, he's right. Rice bread is, because, right? It's gerua than rice. Rice is better than rice bread. What? I think maybe in taste or in what it's meant to do with it, it's worse. How can you make a better bracha on something worse? That's what he answers. I'll tell you what he says. He says, pas shel orez v'dochen, gerua yoser mitav shel orez v'dochen. It's worse than a rice dish. Kivan she'ena derech la'asas man pas. You know, that's not a normal thing to make rice bread. Rather, ela tavshel. Cooked rice is the normal thing to do with rice. Not to make bread out of it. The rice bread can't be better than rice. So that can't be the answer. Interesting answer. Anyway, so the answer is, Kamaisa Kadera below Kamaisa Kadera. It's like a Maisa Kadera, and it's not like a Maisa Kadera. Kimaisa Maisa Kadera, it's like a Maisa Kadera, the Marvachin and a love Tchil of a self. Yeah, you make a bracha before and after. Below Kamaisa Kadera, but it's not like a Maisa Kadera, which bracha you make. The Ilu, Maisa Kadera, Tchil of Barman, Amazonas, also bracha achas main shalosh. Yeah, before Maisa Kadera, what's a Maisa Kadera? It's some kind of real Mazonos dish, cake, something. And afterwards, you make alamichya. But over here, tchila b'varchel of shakol niyabidvaro. Well, b'asov born of fashos, rabbis v'chesron and akol mashe bara. Okay, asks the Pnei Yeshua. Every dish you make a bracha on. Make a bracha on everything. Oh, to tell you, the rice is like my secondary. You make a bracha. Shkoyach, you make a bracha on everything. What kind of answer is that? You hear? So the Pnei Yeshua answers. 1 minute. His answer is that the Iker memory here is for the second half. I would have thought the bracha achrona. Of course, you make a bracha achrona everything. I don't need to compare rice to Maisa Kedera to tell you make brachas beforehand. That's obvious. The answer I would have thought that you have to bench on rice bread. After all, it's bread. No. It's like Maisa Kedera. Just like Maisa Kedera, you don't bench. Make ala mechya. So two on rice, you don't bench. Rice bread, you don't bench. Even though a minute ago we said rice bread is even worse than rice. Right. I think the question is better than the answer. No?
I don't think that you think about rice bread being worse, necessarily worse. Why you don't make? Why you wouldn't bench on it?
Right, so you still bench.
Bread, you bench.
Right, I think the question...
Does bread have any... Does making a bracha on bread have to do with the fact that you improved it?
Yeah. That's why it gets its own bracha, bread.
Well, it's improved.
But that's not why you bench.
Nothing because it's Sovea or...
It's all those things. We're going to see. Is it today or tomorrow? Today. Today. You'll see in a minute. So, I think the question is better than the answer. We're comparing it to Maisa Kedera, they have to make brachas. But you make brachas in everything. No, to tell you don't bench on rice. All right, it's a little bit stretch. The orez la maisa kaderahu, and orez is not a maisa kadera. Again, we hammer this home. Votanya, elu maisa kadera. We have a brisa. Here are maisa kadera things. Chilka, it's some kind of dish where you split the wheat into two, or tirgis, you split the wheat into three. Soles, you split it into four. Zarej, you split it into five. Arson, what's arson? Our son is split into five. Well, I said one wrong then. Okay, so Chilka and Tigris, I'm not sure what they are. Darvid Arsan. It's all different ways of splitting up the grains. And the last thing on the list is Orez. It's rice. So what do you see? That rice is a Maisa Kedera. Verish of Risa. The Gemara answers, Ha'amani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. No, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's a Machlokas, Rishonim. Machlokas Tanoim, basically. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya, because we learned that a Brisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Orez min dogon hu. Orez is rice, Orez is a min dogon. V'chayavin al chamutzo. Orez is a grain, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's a grain. V'chayavin al chimso, kares. You make chametz out of rice on Pesach, you're chayav kares. V'adam yotzi de chavasa b'Pesach. And a person can be fulfill his matzah obligation eating rice matzah. Now no one holds that. We don't hold that today. Even the Sfaradim who eat rice, because only rice not chametz. The reason why the Ashkenazim don't, the kashan's on them. Why they don't? Right? The kashan's on them. Why don't they? So he holds that rice is one of the five grains. It's one of the grains. It's not five grains. It's one of the grains. So you can make matzah out of it. And if you make bread out of it, you're going to be chayav a chametz. Kares. Alvar Rabbanan lo. Like that? So don't show me a brisa that says that rice is maisa kedera. That's a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Alvar Rabbanan lo? Rabbanan lo hold for this? V'atanya. Hakoseis es achita. If somebody chews wheat, kernel of wheat, mevarech aleha bori pri adama. You make a hadama on that. Why do you make a hadama on that? Because it's raw that grows on the ground. Techana, you grind it. Afa, you bake it. Bishla, you cook it. Bisman sha prusos kayamos. If the pieces are whole, if I can tell that it's bread, then mitzchil mevarech aleha hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You make a hamotzi ulvasov mevarech aleha gimel brachos. And you bench. It's called bread. If ena prusos kayamos. If the prusas are not whole, are not there, what does that mean exactly? They're not there. I don't know what that means. Betchila, in the beginning, mevarech aleha, bar minei mezonos. You make a mezonos on that. Ula basov, mevarech aleha, bracha achas mein gimel. And you make an ala mechya.
It sounds like
stuffing. I thought maybe like macaroni.
Macaroni is not bread that most...
It starts off that way.
Macaroni is pasta.
Right, it's pasta.
All pasta.
Well, that's it. You make a mezonos, you make ala mechya, no? Doesn't look like bread.
Bread.
You didn't say you baked, because you took wheat.
And then you cooked it. It sounds more like stuffing.
Uh-huh.
It would be like bread that was mushy. Like mushy
broken up and cooked in water. This is making French
toast. I see. Okay. So you make ala mechya in the beginning, and you make a mezonos and ala mechya. That did not need, because we're talking about rice. Hakozei says the orez. If you chew rice, mevarech aleha bar pri adama. You make also raw rice, you make a hadama. Techano, you ground it up. The afo, you baked it. Ubishal, then you cook it. Afal pi shaprusos kayamos. Even if it's still whole. Mevarech aleha bar minei mezonos. Ulabasof, mevarech aleha bracha achas mein shalosh. You make a mezonos, and you make an ala mechya. So Mani, who said that? Who's the author of this? Ilei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's impossible. Why? Because he said that's the same thing as bread. Right, the Amar Orez Min Dagonu, Amotzalech Min Aretz, Peshalosh Brachos Boi Bruchei. He should have said, you make a motz in your bench. It's bread. El Alav, it must be Rabbanon He. It must be the Rabbanon. And Tiyufta Deravu Shmuel, Tiyufta. And Rav and Shmuel are wrong. Right? Rav and Shmuel said, you only make a mezonos on the five grains. Obviously, they're wrong. Because you make a mezonos on rice too. Okay? Says Tosvos, the fourth Tosvos, Tiyufta. But Orez. On Orez, yeah. We just said a brice on Orez. Avol Dochen lo. Not on Dochen. This brice that didn't discuss Dochen. Right? Avol Dochen lo have it Tiyufta. That was not a Tiyufta. The Efshar. Daha vi hilchisa kavasaihu. And maybe the halacha is like that. V'lo mevarchin and aleha bor minei mezonos. And on dochen, you don't make a mezonos. Says Tosfos. I'm not sure. Efshar, he says. Why? Because, remember, That's why I started off saying it's a machlokas what Oros and Dochen are. Rashi said one thing, French words, and Tosfos different French words. Now, Tosfos says that Oros and Dochen, Oros, you make a mezonos. The Tzuyuf is on Oros, Tzuyuf is not on Dochen. You hear that? Says the Rif that on Dochen you make a shahakal. Why? Because it's not Oros. That had not been disproven. Right? The Rashba says that that the bracha on Oros and Dochen are the same. Whatever they are, they're the same. And there's no difference between them, and they're all the same. No difference, they're all the same. How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin? You'll be fascinated to read this. He says like this. Hakoseis, which ha'ochel, someone eats. Orez, bevarchan alav bori pri ha'adama. V'acharav bori nefashos. That's raw. V'embishlo, if you cook it. Oh, tchano, or you grind it. V'atzo, v'menu pas. Bevarich alav bori b'nei mezonos. V'acharav bori nefashos. Which is the way we paskin, right? You make a bracha on rice, you make a mezonos, but you make a bar in a fashos. The who? Okay. Good? Very good. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Orez, rice. Reish Yud Yud Zayin, rice. Dochen, he says, here's Balashan Ashkenaz. Okay? Whatever that is. V'yesh Mefarshan Ibcha. Some said the exact opposite, right? V'al came. Anyone know Mishnah Berurah? V'al came. Yesh machmirin. There are those that are machmir. Delo yochlam shenismachu ela toch suda. Nobody will eat rice alone. It's not sure a bracha to make. Oh, shivarech alahim shahakol machmas safik. Or you make a shahakol. So either in a suda, where you're not making a bracha on this dish anyway. Or make a shackle because it's a suffix. Fascinating. Then he says, "V'yesh mevarshim." I'm sorry, "Balech hamudos kasev zugin d'alma oris rides dochen hears that it's not even a suffix. It's certain. V'chein muchach v'birchei Yosef mati v'chein rozi mati rav and hagos gra the oris ha'u rides mevarchala bor b'nei mezonos." I think at the end he's saying it's not a suffix, but his first opinion is it's a suffix. Not sure what to do with it. Which one's rice and which one's not. So therefore, don't ever eat it alone. Always eat it within another dish. Fascinating. Yeah.
How did we come to that halacha about boring fashos? Because it seems from here it's combining two different shitas, right? Point to the Chachamim, you would say nala mechya on rice.
Yeah.
The only shita that said boring fashos on rice was the shita we had earlier that would have said a shahak.
So we're gonna get to. I think the Gemara is gonna get to your answer in a few minutes. In a few minutes, the Gemara is gonna address your question. Okay. Amar Mar. Hakos is a zachita. We just said if somebody eats wheat, bavarcha labar priyadama. I vatanya bar minei mizroyim. We have another price that says he make a bracha bar minei mizroyim, a strange bracha. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Har Yehuda harabanan. Ditnan. Our Mishnah said al yirakos omer bar priyadama, and Yehuda omer bar minei deshoyim. Another strange bracha to say. Yehuda was into different brachas. So for him to say you make a bar minei mizroyim, that's not such a kasha. He always said more specific brachas. Now, Amar Mar, Hakos is a Oreh, Mavarcha Labar Pi Adama. If you're chewing raw rice, you make a Adama. Tachano, Vafo, Bishlo, Afa Pisha Frutos, Kayamas, Bitchil, Mavarcha Labar Pi Nemezonos. Ulabasov, Vatanya, but we don't have a different rice, though, which is how we're going to paskin. Ulabasov, Vlo, Klum. When you have to eat rice, you don't say anything. What does it mean you don't say anything? It says Rashi, Klomar. Ain't to any brachas aperos eretz yisrael v'lo klum ella bor nefashos rabos kichal mida deletz demishivas aminim. No, you make a bor nefashos on rice, right? So why did the gemara call v'lo klum? Why did the gemara call nothing? Why did the gemara call nothing? It's not nothing, right? Why did the gemara call nothing? Because the Rashba explains the reason why the gemara called it nothing is because you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on the hana when you eat these foods, You just make a bracha on the fact that you're no longer hungry. That's what that means exactly. Then he says something fascinating. The reason why it says v'lo klum was because originally, he says, the Imri Noam explained that originally, Bori Nefashos was only said on things that came from Nefashos. Things that came from live animals, which is eggs and meat. Those are the only things that a Bori Nefashos on. Then that late Amaroyim and later Papa added, and this one added, and then later on it became other things, rice and vegetables, fruit, all these things. Originally, Bori Nefashos was just things that come from live things. So that's a v'lo klum. There would have been no bracha achmon at all. Why? What? You can't bench. No alamichya and no bracha nefashos either. That's what it says v'lo klum. Amar of sheshes lo kasha. So harabin gamliel harabon. It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. What you say when you finish eating rice? You make a bracha nefashos alamichya. Titania zaklau kol shel b'shevus haminim. Anything from the seven minim. Harabin gamliel omer shalosh brachos. Rabbi Gamliel says you bench on a pomegranate. You bench when you eat grapes. You bench when you drink wine. Anything from the Sheva Minim, you bench. Chamomrim, no. You make a ala michya. Umaisa, this is not really what we're talking about. We're talking about Barnafashos, right? Umaisa, listen to this story. Rabbi Gamliel, Hazakanim, Shahayah Mesubim Ba'aliyah B'Yericho. They were together in Yericho. Ve'vil Lufneim Koseves. They brought him a date, which is, by the way, one of the Zayin Minim. V'achlu, they ate it. V'nasan Rabbi Gamliel Rishus L'Rabbi Akiva L'Varech. They were mechabed Rabbi Akiva with, Tosfa says, with benching. After all, Rabbi Gamliel held the bench on dates, Sheva Minim. Kafat, he jumped. Uberach Rabbi Akiva bracha achas v'en shalosh. And he said, Ala Michya. Okay? Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Akiva. Akiva. How long are you going to keep up sticking your nose into this machlokas? I'm a lay. Rabbeinu. Afal pisha at omer kain v'chavercha omrim kain l'madatere Rabbeinu yachid v'rab malacha k'rabim. What should I do? Follow you? You didn't win this fight. You're a minority opinion. Okay? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Listen to this. So, he gave Rabbi Akiva reshus for what? To mistam at the bench. Gimel brachos. That Rabbi Akiva should bench. Kimo shahayis over. Like he held the bench on dates. V'im tomar. But wait a minute, says Tosfos. Loring amil hakaymel de emezanin ala peros. Don't we have a rule you don't bench on fruit? What's going on here? So Tosfos in. Yeah, v'yishom the real hayis over. You do bench on fruit. Shayim b'varich al kol zayin minim. Gimel brachos shleimos. V'chei beirich Rabbi Akiva me'in gimel. So what's Rabbi Akiva doing? He's being mochi other people? No. La'atzmo dafka. He was benching, he was saying al nechi for himself. The kaimalon aim nizamnen al aperos. He held. There's no such thing as a zimun on fruit. V'yacherim ha'mesubim baruch ha'kolecha la'atzmo. Each one benched for himself. Listen to Tosas' next question. V'im tomar. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that holds, you bench on Zayin Minim. Right? And according to Rabbi Gamliel, Vim Tomar, look Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar, Gimel Brachos Shlemos, right? You bench on a date. Visvirale, Vim Nezamnen Al Zayin Minim. And, right, you bench on a date, you bench on Shiva Minim. Isvirale, the Bracha to Una Kos. If he holds that benching requires a Kos, then what does that mean? You're going to bench, drink a cup of wine, now you have to bench again. You have to drink a cup of wine. You have to bench again. Drink a cup of wine, you have to bench. You're never going to stop benching. You're gonna, the whole life you're going to do this. Im kain, yizamnu, you're going to bench. Then you're going to bench again. La'olam, forever. You hear this question? V'yesh lomar, so he answers. Chaliyat shalo yishta klam in hakos shel bracha. No. He won't drink that kos. Im tomar, what are you talking about? Mikol makom, la'osam avarech shu torim tzarech levarech pam acheres. The guy himself has to drink it. Someone has to drink it. VMK ain't lo davar sof. It's never going to end. It's never going to end. V'yesh lomar tozin. Eino shots the bikvius. No. If you don't drink, when Rabbi Gamliel held that you have to drink, that you have to bench for sheva minim, included in that is wine. It's only if you're kaveh suda like that. That's my meal. Rak mole lugmov. But if you're just having a cup of, because I have to bench, modu Rabbi Gamliel techilesle Rabbi Gamliel bracha achas man shalosh rishon makom. Then Rabbi Gamliel would agree that you don't have to bench on that, because after all, says Tosfos, Rabbi Gamliel never holds a vala michya. Yeah, he says, even assuming, yeah. Right? So you know, he must hold from Al-Michi sometimes. Means it was a key, but okay, you're going to lead the benching. Not everyone here knows how to bench.
No, according to the Tosfos, he's saying that he was benching for himself.
No, because Rabbi Akiva didn't listen to him. Because he held you have to bench. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm benching on dates with a hole like that. I'm going to say Al-Michi. Why? What does it mean? He's mechavi me? Because he thinks I'm going to bench. I'm not doing that. That's exactly what Tosfos said to me. He thought I was going to bench. I'm not benching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Yehuda said his name, Kol Shehu Mishivas Haminim, any one of the seven Minim, Velo Min Dagon Hu, but it's not a grain, meaning pomegranates and dates. Oh, Min Dagon, or it's a grain, Velo Aso Pas, but you didn't make bread out of it. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachos, you make your bench. Vechom Omer Bracha Achas. Now, here's what we wanted to know. Kol She'eno Lo Mishivas Haminim Velo Min Dagon. If it's not one of the Shiva Minim and it's not grain, Kigod, Pas Orez Vidochin, like rice. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Bracha Achas Vein Shalosh. Vechama Momerim Velo Klum. Right? Lo Klum means Bar Nefashos. So what do you see? It's the majority opinion of the Chachamim. After you eat rice, you make it a Bar Nefashos, which is how we pass it. So B'mayo Kimta, what's going on here? Rabbi Gamliel, Eima Seifa Dereisha. What about the Seifa of Dereisha that said, Prusos Kayamos, if the pieces are not visible, in the beginning you make a mizonos, and then you make a alamichya. Mani, who said that? E Rabbi Gamliel. Can't be him. Why not? On a date or on porridge, Rabbi Gamliel says you bench. Prusos Kayamos Biboya? Do I need to say that? Right? I would say you don't bench on that. Of course you still bench on that. Why did the Brisa say you make it ala lichya? That can't be him. Elapshit the Rabbanan. It must be the Rabbanan. Ihachi, kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. It's a steer in the Rabbanan. And the Brisa held, but they hold on Brisa, you make a ala lichya. And here it says you make a bar in the fashos. El olam Rabbanan. Really, it's the Rabbanan. Vitani gabi orez v'lovasof eno mavarech ala v'loklum. And we're going to change the first brisa to say, Moish, that everybody holds, even in the first brisa, after you eat rice, you make a bar nefashos. So there's no dispute about it. According to the Chachamim, you make a bar nefashos on rice. And that's both versions now.
So what happened to the first brisa? Who was then the author of the first brisa?
It was the Rabbanan, so we changed it.
Who changed it?
The Gemara is changing it.
Why?
Because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. One person can't be saying two different things. So with the Gemara, whoever edited the Gemara, that first brisa, you must have heard it wrong. It must be that they said that on rice, you make a mizonos, and you make a bar nefashos, which is what the second brisa said. Okay? Next. Amar Rava. Dechaklai. Some dish, how do they translate that in English? It's some dish made with honey, oil, and flour. What do they call it? Do they even translate it? Huh?
Chavetz.
Yeah, chavetz. The same thing before. So, dimafashi leg kimcha, dimafashi be kimcha, mavarach bar minei mezonos. If there's a lot of flour in there, you make a mezonos. My time, why? Smida ikar. The smida, the flour, is the ikar. Dimechuza, but in mechuza, I'm sorry. Dechaklai means in the small villages. Dimechuza, in the big city of mechuza, the lomafashi be kimcha, they didn't put in so much oil, or so much flour. You made a shahakal on this dish. My time, why? Dovshu ikr. The honey's ikr. Vahad amar Rava, then Rava took it back. He said, no. Edi v'edi bar minei mezonos. No matter what, you make a mezonos. Why? Rava shmo dormi tavayu. Kol shiyeshwa mechamesh haminim. Bavarech ala bar minei mezonos. If it has one of the five grains in it, you make a mezonos. Unless it's in there for purposes. We started the daf. If it's in there for purposes of just keeping the thing together, then you do not. Otherwise, you do. Amr of Yosef. Hi chavitza. Chavitza. This is a, it's some kind of, how do they translate it? It's some kind of batter.
A cooked dish made with small pieces of bread.
So the isbe peruin, if it has peruin, kezias, and the pieces are a kezias. So mitzchilim avarech alav motzi lechem anaretz. You make a hamotzi. Ulavatzob avarech alav shalosh brachos. And you bench on it. Why? Because the pieces are bigger than a kezias. Less be peruin kezias, if it doesn't have a kezias to pieces. And what else is in this dish? Right? It's some kind of dish, and there's bread pieces in there. So if the bread pieces are kezias, you make a result, you make a hamotzi. What if the tiny bread pieces? So, b'tchilim avarech alav bar minei mezonos. Oh, bracha achas mein shalosh. You make a mezonos, and a alamichya. Amar of Yosef, but not mean a lot. Where did I get that from? I'll tell you where I got it. I got it from the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya. Hayomed u'makriv menachos b'Yerushalayim. If somebody's standing there, and he's being makriv menachos in Yerushalayim, who's being makriv menachos in Yerushalayim? Rashi says, Yisrael omed. Says Tosa, that can't be possible, because Yisrael is not makriv menachos. He's a bystander. It must mean the Kohen. It must mean just a Kohen. Okay. Omer Baruch Shechianu v'kimonu v'gimonu l'zman hazeh. Make the Shechianu. Why on earth is he making a Shechianu? So Rashi says, we're talking about Yisrael. Im lo hevi menacho zeh yomim radim. He hasn't been here in a long time. Make the Shechianu. Tosa says that can't be pshat. The person who's making a Shechianu was the Kohen. He hasn't been here the whole year. He only went twice a year. So he comes for the first time. He hasn't been here since the last year. He makes a Shechianu. Right? Anyway, that's all side news. Natlan. Achlan. He took them to eat. What did he take to eat? The Menachos. Mevarech Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Make a Hamotzi. V'tani Allah. And we learned over there. V'kulan Posesin Kizayat. All the posesin add up to a kezias. Says Rashi, pesisei ha-menachos. The pesisei menachos. The pieces of the menachos add up to a kezias. Right? Okay?
They add up or that
each piece is a kezias, let's say.
What's the point of starting this bullshit if I say it was a cooked dish?
Because if
the pieces weren't a kezias, so the pieces weren't kezias.
It's a huge sugya. This is a huge sugya about all the things that we don't like. Pizza is part of the sugya. It's more than a kezias. What's the shaila? It's made out of dough. All here in this gemara. All the suffix. So we're gonna just touch on it in the end. But here Rashi says, he took all the pieces of the menachos, and you ate it. Right. Says Tosvos, it's impossible that that could be right. Why? Because we're going to see in a minute that you could be yotzi your mitzvah of matzah, and nothing in the and if it's a kizai, we'll see in a minute. Amalei Abai El Meyata, Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Parchon. If you grind them up, Ad Shemachzirin LeSultan. You take bread, you grind it back into flour, you grind it up into fine. Hachanami the little boy bruchi amotzalach minaretz. You don't have to make a hamotzi on that. V'chite mahachanami. You say you don't have to. You're right. If you say you're right, you don't have to make a hamotzi. What do you mean? V'tanya lokad mikulan. If you gathered from all of them, all of what? Here the Rashi says it. Lokad mikulan pesite hamenachos. If you gather up all the pieces of menachos, you gather them all up. Kizayis v'achlan and you eat them. Im chametu and it's Pesach. Im chametu onesh karet. If it's Pesach, if it's chametz. And if it's chametz, im chametzu onesh karetz. It's karetz. The yematzu adam yotzi dechavatzu bepesach. You can be yotzi your mitzvah of matzah, right? Now, if they're all pieces, and you can be yotzi your mitzvah of matzah, obviously you make hamotzi on that.
No, only if they combine together.
1 minute. What do you mean? We just said you gather up all the pieces. Now you're going to lump them all together. So if it's more than a kezias, fantastic. Each piece is less than a kezias. But if it adds up to more than a kezias, you can be yotzei your mitzvah. Right? You can be yotzei your mitzvah. What do you see from that? If it's matzah, then you make a hamotzi. Bread. So what do you see? Even if it's even, yeah. So what do you see from this? A minute. Yeah, so you see, even on less than a kezias, you make a hamotzi. Each piece is less than a kezias.
But you're eating it together.
So what? So what? So the Gemara is going to answer that. Okay, that's going to be the final answer. Hacha ma'eskinan, we're talking about bisha'aram. You rebaked it. You rebaked it into a kezias. So just to tell you something, Rashi said, you took the pieces of menachos and lumped them all together. Tosa says, but you're not allowed to have menachos, can't be made into chametz. Not allowed to be chametz. Menachos can only be matzah. So what do you mean? If it's chametz, that can't be right. The big kash on Rashi. Tosa says, no, you know what it means? You gathered them all together. What'd you gather? So Tosa says it means you gathered a little bit of rye and a little bit of wheat and a little bit of barley, all the different grains. That you make some crazy matzah out of that. That's okay. That's what it means. Can't be menachos. Menachos can't be chametz. And the Brisa just said, if you make it into chametz, you're going to be chayev on chametz. How can menachos be chametz? It's impossible. Big kasha on Rashi. What does Rashi mean by that? What Rashi meant was, if it would be, right, it's like, if it would be menachos, if menachos could be, I have to say it like that, right? If menachos could be chametz, that's what you did. Can I answer? What does that mean? Why would Rashi say that? Rashi needs a good hesper. Anyway, so the Gemara says, you know what you did? You know, you rebaked it. Ihachi, Eima Seifa. Wait a minute, you rebaked it? It says, V'husha achlam b'chdei achilas pras. It says you have to eat it in the time it takes to eat a normal piece of bread. V'b'sharon, and if you rebaked it into one piece, harei sha'achlon, you ate them, sha'achlumi bayale. It should say you ate it. That can't be right. Hacham ayeskina, you know what the case is? B'bam yilechem gadol, what Josh said. It came from a large piece. What does that mean, it came from a large piece? In other words, you have a large piece of challah, large piece of bread, large matzah, gigantic matzah. As long as the bread is kayam, of course you can take off a piece and eat it. No question about it. Right? Even though each individual piece you're going to take is less than a kezias. No question about that. No shaila about that at all. However, if the whole thing is destroyed, right? If the whole thing is destroyed, and now each piece is less than a kezias, then what? You will not make a hamotzi on it.
Like matzah bray,
or all these other types of things.
So you do make a. Left a big
piece of matzah. Rosh Zaman is a big suffix about matzah, but it's a big shayla. He's a big shaylas. But all these come from that. You took a matzah, you ground it up back into small, tiny little pieces, and now you baked it. So what is that? According to this Gemara, it's not a hamotzi. Yeah.
And if you don't bake it,
what do you do with it?
You take a whole challah.
And you break it up into little pieces. That's exactly the Gemara. Of course you make hamotzi on that. Because you still have it whole.
You make croutons.
So what's enough to mean if it's cooked or not? I don't get it. What do you mean? Do we cook it?
So look at Rashi. Hacha b'mayaskinan. U'b'shalo arsanhu. What is arsan? I think arsan means to grind it up. To break it. U'kid ha'gamarta. V'hadik tani d'chashiv l'mehevi lechem. Bevami lechem gadol. When is it called lechem? When it came from a lechem gadol. The nishar min halechem, and you still have remaining from the lechem. Shalom nifras kulo. The entire lechem was not destroyed. Avalim nifras kulo. If the whole thing was ground up and destroyed, lo chashivi pesisin hapesuchos mikazayis. The pieces that are less than a kazayis are not considered chashav. V'lom avarchin and hamotzi. You will not be make a hamotzi on that. The ein yotzin bo yidei chovas matzah pesach. And you cannot be yotzi your chiyav of matzah on pesach. What else? I don't know what else to tell you.
The crumbs are mostly.
What?
Crumbs from a challah.
No. What do you mean, crumbs from a challah?
The challah and get the crumbs of the table, that's a hamotzi.
Yes. So what's not a hamotzi, you're asking? What's not a hamotzi? Maybe it means you have to cook it also. Right, you have to cook. You have to do something else
re-cook
to it. Recook it, right. Must be, that must be the case. One more minute. May have Allah. What's the bottom line over here? Amar of Sheshes. Hai Chavitza. This dish. Af al gaf. The less bay peirurin. Kizayis. Bevarchan lo hamotzi lechem in aretz. Amar Rava. This is the kicker. You still make a hamotzi. Amar Rava. Vahu de'ikka aleha turisa de'nahama. As long as it still has the shape of bread. The appearance of bread. Okay. We could spend a good 3 hours of what this is exactly. Going through this whole story. It's a big issue. I will stop here because number one, we ran out of time. And number two, it's really a good place to stop. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Also spend also hours and hours with Hilchos Brachos. All right, everyone have a good Shabbos. And,